Where in the world is Justin Wong? It's Overseas Experience, your international news update on 95BFM.
Yes, it has been a couple of days since Hong Kong has implemented its national security law, and the reaction from local and international levels have been strong.
Canada joins the international community in expressing its grave concern with the passage of national security legislation for Hong Kong by mainland China. After studying the legislation and its impact, Canada will treat exports of sensitive goods to Hong Kong in the same way as those destined for mainland China. Effective immediately, Canada will not permit the export of sensitive military items to Hong Kong. We are also suspending the Canada-Hong Kong extradition treaty and updating our travel advisory for Hong Kong. Canada is a firm believer in the one country, two system framework. We will continue to support the many connections between Canada and Hong Kong while also standing up for its people. In the days and weeks to come, we're also looking at additional measures, including around immigration.
That was Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau last week after the Chinese government announced details of a national security law in Hong Kong. UN ambassadors from 27 countries, including New Zealand, have issued a statement to express their concern on the security law. Other than Canada, the governments of other Western countries also imposed measures to respond to China. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced that the UK will allow 350,000 and potentially up to 3 million Hong Kong residents who have British National Overseas or BNO passports the right to remain, including to work and study, for 5 years in the UK before being eligible to apply for settled status and eventually British citizenship.
We stand for rules and obligations, and we think that is the soundest basis for our international relations. And the enactment and imposition of this national security law constitutes a clear and serious breach of the Sino-British Joint Declaration. It violates Hong Kong's high degree of autonomy and is in direct conflict with Hong Kong basic law. The law also threatens the freedoms and rights protected by the Joint Declaration. We made clear, Mr. Speaker, that if China continued down this path, we would reintroduce a new route for those with British national overseas status to enter the UK, granting them limited leave to remain, with the ability to live and work in the UK and thereafter to apply for citizenship. And that is precisely what we will do now.
British MPs, led by former Conservative leader Ian Duncan Smith, are also trying to force the government to end its extradition agreement with Hong Kong. Meanwhile, the US Congress unanimously passed the Hong Kong Autonomy Act, which asks for sanctions to be imposed on Chinese officials and others who help violate Hong Kong's autonomy and financial institutes that do business with those who participated in any protest crackdowns. Here's Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
When Beijing announced its intention to pass the so-called national security law, so-called, we were concerned. It was frightening. It is nothing short of an all-out effort to negate the rights of the people of Hong Kong in violation of the agreements made under the one country, two systems. We were concerned of what it might be, and it exceeds even those horrors. The law is a brutal, sweeping crackdown against the people of Hong Kong intended to destroy the freedoms they were promised.
Meanwhile, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison said he was disturbed by the developments in Hong Kong and the country is prepared to step up and provide support, while the Labour opposition called on the government to extend the temporary visas of the 17,000 Hong Kongers in Australia. Taiwan also condemns the implementation of the national security law and opens the Taiwan-Hong Kong Office for Exchange and Services in Taipei, which provides special consultation and assistance services for Hong Kong people in different areas, including study and immigration. In New Zealand, Foreign Affairs Minister Winston Peters said New Zealand is deeply disappointed at the passage of the national security law. The position is also echoed by Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
We have taken a clear view that, in our view, this moves away from one system, but two operations, two system kind of form of government. So we've made a very clear, given a clear view on that, and made statements to that effect. And of course, we see the disruption that has been created as a result.
The Green Party's Foreign Affairs spokesperson, Gorrid Skaraman, had said the national security law is a terrifying breach of democracy and human rights. Labour MP Louisa Waugh and National MP Simon O'Connor, who are both co-chairs of the Interparliamentary Alliance on China, called on the government to confirm that there will be no extradition to Hong Kong from New Zealand. However, 53 countries, including North Korea, Saudi Arabia, Myanmar, Zimbabwe, Belarus and Cuba, have supported the Chinese national security law. Here is Cuba's statement.
We believe that every country has a right to safeguard its national security through the legislation and commend relevant steps taken for this purpose. In this context, we welcome the adoption of the law of the People's Republic of China on safeguarding national security in the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region, as well as China's reaffirmation of adherence to One Country, Two Systems guideline.
The Chinese ambassador in the UK, Liu Xiaoming, has warned that Downing Street's offer of citizenship to up to 3 million Hong Kongers amounted to gross interference. The Chinese embassy in Wellington has also said New Zealand should stop interfering in Hong Kong affairs and do more to promote the development of relations between China and New Zealand. After Beijing voted in the new national security law, pro-democracy activists Joshua Wong, Nathan Law and Agnes Chow announced immediately after they were leaving their party Demosisto, with the group later decided to disband. Nathan Law himself has left Hong Kong for an unknown destination. He told the BBC that he believes the protests will not give up.
As the implementation of national security law basically infringed every right that we could possibly have, and everyone who merely take an interview talking about US-China relationship or even sanctioning would be seen as a violation of the national security law. So I think for now, we need a public figure that would go to the international stage to spread a Hong Kong story and their demands with an international advocacy campaign. And I think that is exactly the impetus that for my move. Well, I think the hundreds of thousands of people marching down to the street on the very first day of the implementation of national security law shows that there is a huge tenacity inside the movement of Hong Kong, and Hong Kong people will not give up even though they need to risk severe under the national security law. So I think the movement is still pretty much alive.
Pro-Hong Kong independence groups such as the Hong Kong National Front has dismissed its members in Hong Kong, with its branches in London and Taipei taking over its duties. The Hong Kong government has also said the protest slogan, "Liberate Hong Kong, Revolution of Our Times," is in violation of the national security law because it carries secessionist or subversive intent. It also ordered schools to review and remove any books that might breach the law. The city's public libraries have also said they are pulling books written by Joshua Wong, pro-democracy lawmaker Tanya Chan, and scholar Qin Wen, who is advocating greater self-determination. Pro-Beijing lawmaker Tommy Cheng of the Liberal Party even suggested CCTVs should be placed inside schools to check whether teachers are making subversive remarks during lessons.
Even if you ask the school principals or the school management to do inspection, your people can switch entirely to a different subject as soon as they see you coming. I think we should install CCTV because there's nothing about privacy here. We should be able to record lessons given by teachers, and so you could check on them anytime. And then you can see whether teachers bringing politics into their teaching and whether they are trying to advocate subversion. So I think all schools, classrooms should be installed with CCTV.
Chief Executive Carrie Lam has told the United Nations Human Rights Council that the law was justified because of escalating violence, quote, fanned by external forces, and quote, threat of terrorist acts. 10 people have been already arrested for national security offences, with a man carrying a, quote, Liberate Hong Kong sign as he drove into police with a motorcycle, being the first person to be charged under the new law with inciting separatism and terrorism. Yesterday, the government said that police officers will be authorised to conduct searches on private properties without a warrant under quote, urgent situations to search for evidence. They can also apply for a warrant to demand suspect violators of the national security law to surrender their travel documents, while the Secretary for Security can freeze assets if they have, quote, reasonable grounds that it is related to a national security offence. The police commissioner is also given powers to control the spread of information online, which could allow them to require a publisher, a platform service providers, hosting service providers to remove any information that they think it is a threat to national security. Police can also restrict or stop anyone accessing these platforms. But Facebook and messaging app Telegram have said they are going to suspend processing requests from Hong Kong law enforcement for information on its users. The opposition political camp will have a primary this weekend to determine their candidates for the upcoming Legislative Council election in September, and we will be covering more on that. If I have also talked a little bit more detail on what the national security law in Hong Kong is about last Thursday with Mary Margaret Slack, and if you missed that and if you want to catch up, it is available as a podcast on our website on 95bfm.com/bcast.
Overseas experience with Justin Wong, only on 95BFM.